2072. I have a gentleman up here wanting to argue. He paid his debit card. Now he's insisting on having an all-day ticket. And she wants to hold up the bus, and he's standing here screaming, and I said, I can't give you a paper ticket after you've already paid the ticket checkers. You're fine, and the machine isn't going to take any more money from you. But he is arguing up here. You hear him? And you see how he's talking now?
Yeah, let me get a supervisor over. Just let him know that this is, unfortunately, there's nothing. You can't give him a ticket. Are you already ticketed in a ticket machine?
He's been using his credit card on the other bus, on this bus, and now he's insisting he's already paid and he wants a paper ticket for an all day. I tried to explain to him that nobody's going to take any more money from him. His credit card will show that he's paid. But anyway, he wants to argue about it, and he's got a bad mouth now and a bad attitude. So please send the supervisor. I'm sitting right here on Burnside, Northeast, 52nd, going west.
Okay, let him know that police and supervisor will be headed that way. Let your passengers know that you'll be tied up right there waiting for him. Can you give me a description?
Probably about 30-year-old young black gentleman, black earphones, attack of something written on a black t-shirt, black slacks, black tennis shoe with olive green sweatshirt underneath. Oh, he wants me to make sure he has headphones on too. He has a mustard that's partially covered up. And he's standing in the doorway. He didn't want to let on another passenger. Finally, he squeezed by.
Okay, let him know that authorities will be en route for him. He is interfering with public transportation. So let him know that authorities will be on the way as well as the supervisor.
I will let him know the authorities are on their way with the police. Thank you. He is now just going off.